Hi there and welcome back to BVTV. This is Nicolo Carpaneda, Investment Director of Fixed Income. And I have with me this morning Randeep Sommel. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicolo.
So Randeep, I think the biggest piece of news last week was the decision of President Trump to impose tariffs on the import of steel and aluminium into the US. Where is it coming from? What do you think, you know, is happening?
That's right. So the US president summarily has decided to impose 25% tariff into imports of steel into the US and 10% on aluminium. Now, unfortunately, I don't think that this is an economic or a trade decision. I think it is a pure political decision. This is not the first time a president has done this. Richard Nixon, 1972, just before an election, did the same thing. Jimmy Carter in the late 70s. And President George Bush in 2002. The George Bush decision is actually very interesting. He actually imposed the exact same tariffs on the exact same products. And what an independent report found a year later was that that tariff actually resulted in a net 200,000 job losses to the US economy. So it wasn't helpful. And then around about 18 months later, it was removed. So the question is, well, why is the president doing this and why has he targeted these industries? Donald Trump is 8 months away from his most important election whilst president of the US. They're called the midterms. Mm-hmm. Right now, the Republicans control both the House and the Senate. The president needs to keep these chambers in order to get legislation through. Mm-hmm. Now, if he loses, there's a good chance his entire trajectory will be taken off course. So he needs to make sure that they stay in check. Now, if you look, why has he targeted these industries? Very simple answer, swing states. Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan. All those five states voted for Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, they voted for Donald Trump in 2016. He needs to keep them, and that's predominantly where all the steel manufacturing jobs are.
Oh, very interesting. Okay, thank you, Randeep. And what do you think would be the impact then on the global economy and the global markets in general?
Sure. I mean, if you actually look at it, I think the impact will probably be negligible if it just stays to steel and aluminium. Now, the reason I say that is that everyone thinks that, you know, steel, all these imports come from China. China is responsible for about 2% of the imports of steel and aluminium into the US. The four most important countries in terms of imports that make up 50% are Canada, the EU, South Korea, and Mexico. In that order. Now, the president has already said that he thinks that the NAFTA countries won't have an effect, so it won't apply to Canada and Mexico. The third country is obviously South Korea. Does he really want to start up a bad relationship with South Korea right now when he's trying to broker with them denuclearization of North Korea? Probably not. So then that just leaves the EU where this could make an impact. Now, this is my one concern from this, that this turns retaliatory. Juncker of the EU has already said and is targeted Levi's jeans, Bourbon, and the third was Harley Davidson motorcycles that the EU would then place similar trade tariffs on. Now, why has Juncker done this? Again, he's made a pure political decision. Those three iconic American brands all have one thing in common. They are all made in the US, and it will come as no surprise to you, they are all made in one of those five swing states. Mm-hmm. So he's saying, right, okay, if you want to target the voters here, I'm going to do exactly the same thing with these three products, all of which are made in the US. So retaliation is my biggest concern. And if you look at the president now, this administration has seen more churn in people than any other administration in US history. I mean, that is startling. A lot of the free traders, you would have seen Gary Cohn actually left last week. He was formerly working as a very senior position at Goldman Sachs. Mm-hmm. If you look at the people that are left now in senior positions, Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary, and most importantly, Peter Navarro, who acts as the Trade Minister. Now, these guys are very, very anti-trade. They're very, very anti-China, mm-hmm. and they're very for this Made in America domestic agenda. Mm-hmm. And I think they are the ones today that are influencing the president. So if this turns into retaliatory trade negotiations, then I think it will have a deep impact on the global markets. Otherwise, if it stays in isolation like this, I think it will have very little effect.
Oh, very insightful. Okay, thank you, Randeep. I think looking at fixed income markets and exploring the scenario of broader retaliation, we might expect impact over the US yield curve and yield curves in general. This is probably because applying tariffs on goods and services and materials, just the production or the consumer prices will go up. inflation we can expect it will go up and therefore curves will shift upwards and eventually get steeper. I would expect also the US dollar to do better because of this impact. But in reality, it would be more complex, the impact on the FX channel. I would imagine in case of retaliation, which is in fact the broader risk, reserve currencies such as the Swiss franc or the Japanese yen to eventually hold up or increase their value versus the dollar, and emerging market currencies, especially from smaller economies and more open economies, to underperform. But exactly here, the trade war, the broader trade war is the key risk. Well, I thank you very much. Super insightful. Thank you all for listening and see you next week.